You're listening to... Offering in-depth analysis on all things Boston Celtics with your hosts, Jim and Mike Quigley.
Mike, it happened again. It's series is tied 1-1, and want to say hello to everyone and welcome back to the Hot Foul. The Celtics, once again, underperformed at home against the Miami Heat. The Heat shot, once again, lights out in the playoffs against the Celtics. The Celtics, once again, stuck with a game plan that, you know, you would believe could work before the game started, but made no adjustments as we went later into the game. And we once again saw a lot of isolation, hero ball, and playing right. Hero ball is not the right word, but a lot of isolation, a lot of one-on-one basketball playing right into the Heat's hands. And now we have a one series going back to Miami. I don't think this is time to hit the panic button. I would love to see the Celtics respond, and they're more than capable and should take the next three games. But, you know, unfortunately, it just feels like a movie we've seen before, and a team that, you know, we saw in the first quarter of game one, or the fourth quarter of game one, that they're just not consistently relentless like a championship team should be. And it doesn't give me a lot of confidence as these playoffs move forward. And I do believe they're going to get past Miami. The number of games, I'll stick to my prediction 5, but who knows now. But I do have major concerns as we move forward. And I didn't pick them to win the title before this, you know, playoff started. I said it would be Denver. And This gives me even less confidence than I had before. So that's where I am, Mike. Take it away with thoughts on the games, on how you feel, wherever you want to go.
Miami had a game plan. They were executing their game plan. The Celtics weren't responding at all. A lot of these three-pointers that Miami were hitting, yeah, it was really impressive. But the Celtics were late, hardly putting a hand up, sometimes looked disinterested. On offense, Miami was guarding their yard and basically saying, you know what, beat us one-on-one. We're tough enough. We're tougher than you. We're going to play physical, and we don't think you're going to respond. And the way the Celtics responded was walking the ball up slow, doing what never works, and playing into Miami's hands. And to be honest, Jim, some of these guys on the Celtics look soft. Porzingis looks soft. And I kind of hoped that he didn't come back into the game.
He was terrible.
I was at the point in the fourth quarter, like he was a minus 27 going into the fourth quarter. And I was like, there's no reason to put him back in. He's 7-3. He's not finishing at the rim. And he's not getting out on three-point shooters. He was not getting out on them and putting a hand up because he was scared of being beat off the dribble. So he was giving you nothing outside of some interior defense where he was blocking some shots, but he was horrible. And it makes me nervous to see that somebody can play a little physical with him, and that's his response, because his MO has been that. And he's a guy that has to prove it to me that he's going to show up in the playoffs consistently and be physical and respond to that type of basketball. Now, Tatum and Brown, yeah, I thought they both had really good first halves. But I don't think Tatum and Brown have had good second halves in the series. Maybe Brown did yesterday. But Tatum was kind of a no-show in the fourth quarter and in the third. I mean, the entire team was a no-show in the third quarter. That was pathetic.
Well, he got him back into the game at the end of the third, but he only made one shot in the fourth quarter, and he missed the two free throws early on.
He missed the two free throws. It's the same story with this team when they lose these games. And you sent a good text, like, a little bit of adversity, and this is how the team responds. I'm not nervous about this series, but I'd like to see them play well when they win, and I'd like to see them respond in close games, because they're going to blow out Miami in some of these wins moving forward, because they're just better. They'll make adjustments, they'll play different, but when Coach Spoelstra makes his adjustments and it's working and the game is close, how is this team going to respond in a close game? How is this team going to respond when they're not hitting their threes? How are they going to respond when they're not getting calls from the refs? This is the stuff I'm worried about. This is what worries me about the Celtics. I don't think they have it.
This wasn't a game about them not hitting threes. I think it was a game about them not getting enough open shots from the perimeter, if you want me to be completely honest. I think their drives were soft. And they were easy to defend one-on-one because they didn't go hard to the hoop. And so no help needed to come. So Miami stayed out on their shooters. A great example is late in the game, Tatum drove hard. He drew help from three guys, and White ended up having a wide open three, which he made. How often did you see that?
Oddly at all.
I think their offense was a much, much bigger problem than their defense. I think their defense as the game went on was an issue. They obviously had a game plan early where they were going to put tremendous ball pressure, which they started the game out with, on Miami, and they were going to give up some shots. Because Miami showed a reluctancy to shoot in game one. I thought Miami, especially early in the game, avoided taking shots. You know, obviously that changed in the fourth. But so they had a game plan. And they executed the game plan, but Miami made shots. To your point, you have to make adjustments there defensively. And they stopped getting out on shooters. I thought there was overhelping all game long. It was really weird, lack of attention to detail. I don't think it was lack of effort. They were diving on the ball. They were trying, but it was almost like playing hard and selfish on both ends of the floor. And offensively, you know, Miami, they had a game plan where they were going to take away the three. They weren't going to leave shooters. You can beat that. You beat that with hard drives. You beat that with screen and rolls. You beat that with attacking the zone with Porzingis or Tatum at the foul line. Like, the Celtics have the tools to beat that. I thought their drives were weak. You know, there was a lot of like almost backing down. There wasn't like really attacking these guys. And it wasn't a game where the refs wouldn't blow the whistle. They would in this game, maybe not to the extent that it was early in the season, but this wasn't a complete, we're going to put our whistles away. So I think if they went hard, they would have gone into the penalty pretty early too.
Yeah. My thing is, why didn't they go hard? And I'm saying, because they don't respond well to physical players. They don't respond well to that kind of basketball. They need to be tougher. They look soft as puppy shit.
There was a lot.
In the effort thing, I agree. But why are we making these mental mistakes? We're making these mental mistakes because we're not prepared and we're still soft. Like, they need this. This is the type of stuff that we saw last year and the year before. And with this new team and all the moves they've made, like, enough is enough with this, Jim. Like,
and the supporting cast needs criticism here. Like, you went into the fourth quarter with no one other than Tatum and Brown scoring 6 points.
The only guy I don't put it on is Derek White, because there was no effort to get that guy the ball at all. Because the whole offense was get the ball and drive to the basket and really play isolation. He was open in the corner. If you go back and watch, Derek White was open a lot, and they weren't passing him the ball. But outside of that,
I can watch. What I remember is Miami, not even the shooters, and the Celtics not really having much movement to get guys going.
White was open in the corners, and they would leave KP open in the corners because they like take that shot. Like, you can't hit it.
You know, KP doesn't really go to the corner, and he shouldn't. Like, maybe
he goes to the corner. He goes to the. One thing I've noticed with him, he'll go hide in the corners when he's done. When he's done getting pushed around. And he did that a lot in game two.
I don't remember seeing him in the corner at all. I'd have to go back and watch that. I saw him trying to get the ball a lot at the foul line and it not working. I saw him trying to finish at the rim and it not work. I saw him out at the perimeter, it not working. His problem, he didn't finish at all, and then he was a minus on defense. And I think there's something to what you said earlier of, you know, when these lights get bright and they get tough, we don't know what his DNA is yet. And obviously that was not a good showing at all.
I was just going to say,
I thought White and Holiday's drives throughout the game were poor, just like I thought, for the most part, Tatum and Brown's drives were poor.
I don't think they drew any help at all. And I thought Porzingis settled. You know, he was catching at the foul line against Hero and looking for a foul rather than just turning and shooting against him consistently. And what happened to this team seeking out matchups? If you're going to seek out matchups, why are we going after Caleb Martin and not after Tyler Hero? Why does it have to be Tatum or Brown going? Why can't it be White or Holiday attacking a guy like that?
And they weren't ready to go.
Drawing on the help and finding shooters. You saw none of that. And Miami's not going to change the way they play now. So you need to drive hard. You need to drive hard to the hoop, draw help, and then get the ball moving. That's how you'll open things up. If they don't
make stops,
they're going to struggle to score 100 points again. They have to play that way, and they have to play fast. Like, and that's the other thing that like makes no sense, Mike, to me is how often did we see them get a rebound and start walking it, or going half speed? Like, Miami wants you to play that way. You're the Boston Celtics. You have scorers and athletes everywhere. Just go. To me, that's not being drilled in, or whether it's drilled in and they just won't do it. And Mazzulla was calling timeouts. This wasn't a game where we could say, oh, Mazzulla didn't. He had two timeouts left with about 6 minutes left in the game. So
this game's not about
his timeouts, but they weren't responding.
No, this is about the Celtics and the same old shit that we've seen with different coaches that we saw last year. This is about them in these moments playing like this, which is a lack of mental toughness. It's a lack of paying attention to what you need to do, whatever it is. Like, it feels like it's in their DNA. Like, how much are they going to complain about the illegal screens by Bam Adebayo? Like, if the Celtics were setting illegal screens like that, Miami would do something about it. They would go out and have somebody fucking run through it. Like, we've been playing against this guy now. This is our fourth playoff series. Has anybody gone after him? Has anybody run through that screen and just decked him on the ground? Are we just going to continue to take it and give Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson wide open threes? Yeah. Or is somebody going to do something? Yeah, you might get called for a fucking foul, but send a message. Like, send a message to that guy, because he's already almost hurt Derek White. He already almost hurt Jaylen Brown in game two when Hero got that wide open three in the corner. Like, Brown was limping. Fucking do something about it. Do something about it. Just run through his chest, knock him on his ass, and stand over him. What's the worst that could happen? They call a technical foul? But make him think about setting that screen, at least. Like, these are the things I want to see more attitude with this team. I just, like, take care of business against this Miami team and stop allowing them to punk you, because it's getting embarrassing. And this is ridiculous that this happened in game two at home. You're a team that lost four home games all season, and now you've lost another home game in the playoffs to the Miami Heat, a team that you're better than. It's ridiculous, Jim. I'm sick of it.
Oh, you know, if they come back and respond and win the next three, I look at this as a blip on the radar going forward. But if they come back and these games where they're struggling down the stretch to put this team away, then I think this would probably confirm that this team hasn't changed that much. And that's disturbing. You know, at this point where it's been so many playoff runs, you've brought in so much new personnel. And you know, I get worried when I hear things after the game from Mazzulla where he said most of the games were strong closeouts. I would have preferred to say him said, you know, early in the game, there were decisions made by design where they got open looks, but we should have closed out harder as the game went on. Is he watching what happened? As we went into the third and fourth quarter, those closeouts didn't get hotter. You know, the game plan didn't even look to really change to me, because there was one point where Derek White seemed to be closing in on, you know, wasn't even penetration at the top of the key and left Caleb Martin wide open on foul line extended for three. Maybe Derek White made a mistake. He's not known to make many mistakes outside the game plan. So I watched that and I wonder, you know, didn't really look like the decisions changed. So I have concerns about all of the above. I have concerns about whether this team changes on the fly and makes adjustments. That's coaching staff. And I have concerns about the killer instinct, the relentlessness that they need. And what bothered me is, too, Mike, is I thought Tatum and Brown were kind of relentless for most of the game. And most of the game, I thought Tatum, the last 5 minutes of the third, 4 minutes of the third, got them back into it. I think it was a 13-14 point lead by Miami, and it felt like it was going to slip away, and the Celtics cut it to six, and it was Tatum basically with hot drives finding players. Then we start the fourth, and it fell back into what we were, and Tatum's drives became more like slow down, I'm going to get to the middle and hope there's contact, instead of these hard, forceful drives that would draw two. And he, of course, only made one shot.
Yeah,
it's just not enough. It's not enough. And it's either those guys going hard or it can't be those guys going hard and no one else helping. And then those guys disappearing in the fourth. Well, Brown didn't really disappear in the fourth. But you know what I mean? I just think there's a lot of similar circumstances. And I know people say you live and die by the three, the Celtics do. I thought they died by the three this game, but not because they took too many. It's because they didn't create enough shots. They didn't play the style that they played all the time. There wasn't the conviction to who they were. This was something we talked about before the playoffs too. And they weren't open shots, because Miami didn't have to help on their drives. They just stuck with shooters and their game plan worked, as you said, to start. And I hope we see a change down in game three on how the Celtics play. And if Miami makes adjustment to that, I hope the Celtics can recognize it. But it's just a bad day. Hopefully it's just a bad day at the office and Miami had a great day shooting. But it's tough to say that when you see these things happen before.
Yeah, exactly. So, I have a feeling the Celtics will probably blow them out in game three. What I'm interested in seeing was what happens in game four with the adjustments in the close game. That's what I want to see. I'm not going to be impressed by the blowouts against a team you're a lot better than.
I want to see a game where it's close, Mike, and the Celtics just trounce them in the last 8-9 minutes of the game.
Yeah,
I want to see them respond. If they're in a game with 2 minutes left, something's gone not so great against this team. Unless Miami's just having the best luck in the world shooting threes and they're making contested threes, and it's one of those weird, screwed up NBA games that happen every so often. But if this is the fourth quarter, this 5-6 minutes left, this Celtics team should pull away. If they are who we think they are, they should be relentless in that moment on both ends of the court. And make sure everything correct. If they are a championship team, that's how they should respond and win. This shouldn't be a game with 2 minutes left. After what happened to them on Wednesday, they should be so pissed that doesn't come close to happening. That's my thought. I could see a game happening for three quarters, but the Celtics better make sure it's not a game in the fourth quarter if they are who they want to be. But we'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, we'll find out. This definitely knocks my confidence. I think they have the talent to win games, but I just don't know if they have what it takes to get to the NBA Finals after seeing some of this. All right, Kim. So game three is tomorrow. Everybody, thank you for listening. We'll have another podcast, hopefully, on Monday morning, Jim?
Yeah. I guess, Mike, the last thing I'll say is you watch the end of some of these other games and you watch how teams execute, and I just don't feel the Celtics are there at that level right now. You watch how Denver plays at the end of games against the Lakers. They just find ways to put them away and they get whatever shot they want. It's just disheartening at this point because I thought at a point this season that we were getting there.
Yeah. You know, let's see what happens. You know, but larger conversations about this team, if this continues to end the way it has ended year after year, there's a larger conversation about the DNA of this team and the DNA of the players here.
I agree. Yeah. I don't think he is, but I think Mazzulla should be coaching for his job right now.
Yeah, and that's, you know, he's there too, but this is on the players right now. Like, they... I'm pretty sure we've seen some wackadoo coaches in this league win titles. I mean, Doc Rivers has a title, right? Like,
Yeah.
These are all the players, man. I mean, Mike Budenholzer has a title. Like, Frank Vogel has a title. Like, this is on the players.
Yeah, Porzingis especially needs to show up big time tomorrow. Big time. So, all right.
Hey, one last thing, Jim, and we'll get off the pod. Something that might help the Celtics is if they continue to struggle with Bam, because Bam's just getting whatever he wants, maybe try Tillman. Give him a shot. I thought that with how poorly the defense was from KP, and even, I mean, Al was trying but struggling, I thought maybe in that fourth quarter to put Tillman in there. But all right.
Look, I don't think it's a bad idea just because maybe he brings some physicality to the game. But this is where I get back to the offense being more of a problem than the defense. What did they give up to Miami? 108 points or something? I forget what the final. It wasn't a lot.
It was 11.
If Bam goes out and gets 25 or even gets 30, that shouldn't be a big deal. If you're playing the right way, it should not be a big deal. Mm. You know, if they play, you can cut him one-on-one and take away the shooters, and you should win handily. Whether it's Porzingis or Horford on him, with the way the Miami's roster is constituted. But the Celtics aren't doing enough offensively, and they don't get out in shooters. I don't disagree with playing Tillman some, but Bam isn't the reason the Celtics are going to lose. It's going to be the Celtics or it's, you know, not executed. No. All right.
All right.
I'll talk to you.